We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Look, most of us agree that road rage is not a good thing, but if the road rage that this incident that happened in Australia happened to me, I don't know if I'd be unhappy with it.
Oh, is that so?
Because of the way it ended. We've got the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. You can judge for yourself if this is the kind of road rage you'd like to be involved with. Because there was a woman, obviously, very pissed off. Mm-hmm. She's outside of a car yelling at a woman who's inside the car. And, of course, she's getting video of the interaction, the woman inside the car. The woman is pissed, obviously road rage. But I guess once the road rage woman realizes, hey, you're filming me, well, she responds by flashing the lady in the car and exposing her right breast.
Nice.
And we've got the video. Here's how that went down.
Are you serious? Are you serious? You serious? Yeah, ew, you junkie. You junkie. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah, you junkie. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Was that the remix?
Yeah, I didn't really hear much from the lady outside the car.
Well, the window was up.
Yeah. So, well, there you go.
But she just kind of pulled her boob out.
Yeah.
And said, what's up?
Yeah. Well, she said she was junkie or chunky.
I think both.
Yeah. Chunky, chunky.
Mm-hmm. It's the new Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor.
Yeah.
For your road rangers, try Chunky, Chunky. Wow. Now, you know, I'm from the generation, it's like the cold pizza. There's no such thing as bad pizza.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, I wouldn't say that with this.
Yeah. I felt like you guys would not be would not be on board. But you have to remember my generation. We never got to see nudity the way you guys do today. We never did.
Now you can.
Yeah, I know. But my mind still tells me any chance you get to have pizza, doesn't matter. You get that pizza.
This is like moldy pizza. Yeah.
Wow. Chunky, chunky.
Moldy.
Favorite kind of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you can check it out for yourself. You go to the BJ Migs page of KISW.com, and you can see if you want a little chunky, junky.
Road rage is funny nowadays. It just seems like people get so worked up over the dumbest things. Some guy got behind me. He was like flashing his lights, and I wasn't in the passing lane. I was just doing 65, and he was aggressively driving. He finally gets next to me. He's just like waving his hands at me and getting annoyed. And all I could do is just look at him and just smile and wave at him. I'm like, yeah, have a good day, man.
Yeah.
And that pissed him off even more because I think he wanted to have like that road rage moment. And I just wasn't feeling. I'm like, I'm not going to have a road rage moment with you, man. Just go on and be miserable.
I had someone actually hit my car with his hand, but he wasn't in a car.
Oh, okay.
I was at a, trying to take a right turn, but the where I was at, you can't really see the cars coming. So I scooted up a little bit into the crosswalk. I'm not moving the car, and he walks up, smacks on my car, and then when I look up, he just gives me the middle finger and walks off.
Yeah, see.
And I'm like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah. As far as you know, you didn't do anything. But in their brain, who knows what great offense you had.
I mean, I had a car and obviously he didn't. So.
Oh, that was what it was. I mean, there are some people that believe there's a war against cars around here. So maybe he's just one of those guys on the other side of that battle.
Or maybe you're, God forbid, an inch into the crosswalk.
Right. It's like, cool, I need to see where I'm going.
Oh, my. I'm going to have to actually walk a little to the right. I hope I can do it.
Maybe he saw my Avengers sticker on my car, and he's a DC fan.
That could be it.
I should have thought about that.
You should have rolled down your window and said, Aquaman sucks.
You know, I want to ask you guys something because it's a very, I heard a very interesting concept on another radio show that I hadn't even entertained that could be a possibility. But I mean, we everyone is pissed off. Yeah. Everybody is pissed off. And I do believe way up there, you know, in if you will, in the Illuminati offices, the man who we all should be pissed off at actually is just getting us to go at each other. Mm. And this idea, I wonder if you believe, I hadn't even thought about it because one of my biggest peeves is that when the light turns green, they also let the people cross. So if I'm trying to take a left or a right, I have to wait for the crosswalk people. And this person alleged that it was designed because they don't want people driving, so they just want it to be another irritant to drivers so they will stop driving. And I wondered if you believe, if anyway, that's some sort of Illuminati thing. Because we never used to be that way. Crosswalkers used to get their own time. We would all wait. They cross.
When?
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember growing up.
Since I've been driving.
Oh, yeah. You know, all people would be stopped. Mm-hmm. Then the crosswalks would go. Then all traffic would go. You never had walkers and traffic going at the same time. This is something that was relatively.
I've only seen that thing you're explaining once, and it's at a spot in West Seattle. Like, that's the only spot that I've seen where they shut everything down, let the people on the crosswalks go, and then let the traffic go.
Oh, yeah, at the junction.
Yeah.
The four-way.
Mm-hmm.
They have another one like that that's near Pike Place Market as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think next to the Sam. The Sam.
See, I'm an old guy. Growing up in Massachusetts, they were all like that in the 70s and perhaps into the mid-80s.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really notice it being much of an issue except for in downtown Seattle, but, like, you know, otherwise, you're never really dealing with a ton of people trying to cross the street when you're trying to make a turn. You might have a couple people. You just kind of wait for them. The ones that hate it are the ones that, like, stare at you and then just slow down. And I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Come on, work with me, man. I'm just trying to turn. You don't have to assert your dominance because you've got the right of way first.
I just hate it when it's the crosswalk. You could see only has like 5 seconds left and they just take their sweet ass time. I'm like, I need to go too.
See, that's the thing, Vicky. That's the allegation, is it's to piss you off so that you won't drive. I don't know if, I mean, I can actually think somebody in power would be stupid enough to think this would be a thing that would be a good thing. But it's getting us all mad at each other. I mean, the people walking are mad. We're mad at the walkers. Yeah. And we have no reason to be mad at each other. We're all just trying to get where we're trying to go.
Right. Yeah. You have a place to be. The one time I got annoyed and I felt awful, it was some wit lady. She had like a cane and she's walking. And you know how it starts to count down to 20 seconds. And I'm
like
this is going to take
it.
I'm just going to have to give up on this one because I can't be that guy that scoots in front of her because then I just look like a douche.
Yeah.
But I'm like, by the time she gets past, it's going to be red again.
See, that's what sucks because it's like
I could have picked her up and carried her over.
Yeah, that's
you
a good idea.
Should have put my car in park, picked her up, carried her, got back in my car, and still been able to make the turn.
I like that idea. Yeah. I believe it's a conspiracy.
Oh,
I do. I support this idea. You know that there is a war on Vicky and her car.
Somebody says your theory is full of crap. That never happened. I worked traffic control for 30 years, and it's never been a thing.
Oh, that's not true.
He's part of the thing.
Yeah. Dude. I can't say for Washington State. I'm only telling you in the state that I grew up in. Maybe it was never. Well, wait. We just confirmed.
We just said that there's at least two spots that do it.
So what are you talking about, traffic control? Yeah, there are two spots that actually do it right now. So it is a thing. Just how prevalent of a thing was it in the 70s
and 80s?
Allegedly
it's a thing. I'm believing this guy's in traffic control.
Okay. See, already that texter has pissed me off. I want to know how old that texter is. Have you been alive for ever since traffic has been around?
He's worked traffic control for 30 years.
Okay, 30 years. That takes us back where? 80s, right? So what happened in the 70s and 60s? We had traffic then and we had crosswalks then, didn't we?
Yeah, but we had bell bottoms and Bermuda triangles down there.
Bermuda. Oh, what the hell's a Bermuda triangle?
The hair.
Oh, the hair.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that what they used to call it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that term either.
Is it because you get lost in it?
Yeah.
Wow. There it is. Wow, I don't remember hearing that term.
What? Really?
I don't ever heard of a called a Bermuda triangle.
I mean, I can't ask Danny or Vicky.
No, I never heard that.
Rev?
Oh. No, I have not heard that.
Maybe that was just what we said amongst our friends.
It's possible. And maybe I'm the only, maybe only in my neighborhood we had a crosswalk that stopped for every car. It's very possible that it's just we're weirdos, Steve.
Yeah, you're of a different generation. I think Danny and I are the generation of the landing strip.
Yeah, I know that one. Yeah.
But that's because that's what was.
You guys are the. Best. You guys. I mean, imagine.
I'm going to type in Bermuda Triangle and then the V word and see what happens.
Imagine that. I don't know. Maybe not you and Danny, but let's say you know, people 10 years younger than you don't even know the idea that you should. You it was okay to let your hair be with. Be
I
there.
Think it is right now because a lot of people are kind of embracing the whole hairy look, underarms, legs, and downstairs.
Oh no!
I know. Steve.
Our Urban Dictionary and oh no. Crap, I just got a virus.
Oh, no, dude. You got a virus? Okay, yeah. Thanks a lot, buddy.
It's because I went to the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Urban nice. Dictionary.
Yeah?
Boom, slang for the female crotch.
Mm. Well, is it
right there with bearded clam.
Oh.
She's got another virus.
Okay. And it, so the, it, and it's based on the fact that there's some gardening down there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, some hedge work.
All right, I feel better.
Oh, yeah, good for you. I never heard it.
Huh.
There are also some other Urban Dictionary definitions for it that we don't want to go into, but wow.
Well, you sure yeah.
we
don't
want to
go
into
it?
If you want to.
Yeah. All right, fine. Well, guys, how about this teen that called 911 because her dad took her cell phone? Oh, that's awesome. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the news for you at 617.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Most fifth graders have a better grasp of the English language. Unfortunately, there aren't any available this early in the morning. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical for giving us news and sports. And happy International Hot and Spicy Food Day.
Oh, it's Vicky's day.
Yep. What are you going to go with?
I don't know. Maybe some tacos, but I got to throw on the tapatio.
Is it bad that I just want to get some spicy wings?
Yeah.
No, nice. Not at all. Okay.
With the dry rub.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm hungry.
Steve always likes to get, he always likes to get the dry rub.
I am more of a fan of the dry rub than the wet rub.
Well,
I hope that's not what it's called.
I just had the dry rub for the first time ever, and I love it better.
It's a game changer.
Yeah.
Especially at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
What are you getting?
What am I getting for that's spicy and hot?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm not. You know what? I like a little tomato pasta, like, you know, the pasta with a little spicy vodka sauce.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just a little kick, not a whole lot.
What about you, Rev?
I'm going for a spicy burrito. Ooh.
And Danny.
Nachos with extra jalapenos.
Oh, nice. So, yep. Yep.
So you and I are going a little bit off the Mexican food world.
Well, and actually, we're kind of lame because, I mean, there's a lot of great spicy Asian cuisine, and none of us never said anything because a good Penang curry with a kick to it is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I feel bad that none of us say, I mean, we do live in an area that has some of the finest.
You can only pick one thing.
I know, but none of us really were like, yeah, I felt bad too. I forgot, like, oh yeah, what about Penang?
Penang.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the 16-year-old girl. Well, she's in a little bit of trouble because she called 911 because her dad took her phone away.
So how'd she call?
Right? Even when texter says, what? Wait, how did she call 911 if she dad had her phone? These millennials can't use a landline.
It's true.
She must have used a landline.
Did she know? I mean, it'd be great if you had like a rotary phone.
Or maybe like an iPad.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, dad didn't think of that, did he?
Well, and her reason, like, she actually gave a valid reason to the 911 dispatcher when she did call.
911, where is your emergency?
My father took property, which is an $800 phone that doesn't belong to him. He didn't buy it.
Oh, wait, if she paid for that phone, I think she's got a bone to pick there.
Well, the police officers, they did have to show up to address this situation. Here's one of the police officers talking about getting that call.
Certainly, if we were busy, it would have been something that was pushed to the back burner, but we still have an obligation to respond.
And then in this clip, you could hear the officer talking to the daughter and her dad about this cell phone.
I took her phone from her because she's a juvenile, okay? I don't want her to have it, okay? Can't
expect
it.
It's my property, and I don't live here.
But guess what? Everything that you own belongs to your mother and your father. Having a phone is not a right. It's a privilege, okay?
Now if she bought it.
And what it sounds like, she doesn't even live there.
Yeah. You know, first of all, guys, if you think you're going to be able to tough talk your daughter into some sort of discipline that will not backfire when she gets older.
16-year-old,
you know. Yeah, because you know what she does? Jumps out the window and goes bangs the first guy she sees just to piss you off.
Whoa! I mean, that's a little excessive. I was thinking maybe she just waits a couple of years and then swings on over to the VU and gets a job.
Yeah, I used to be part of a group where we'd have conversations and the guys would be talking about, you know, like all the fathers and they'd be like, my God, there was one guy, daughter jumped out the window, banging everybody around. He goes, and I keep trying trying to be disciplinary. And I go, yeah, dude, you don't understand women.
Did she jump out the window and land on the guy that she was banging? Or is this like a,
well, I don't
how
know.
Did this work out?
I don't know how much of a gymnast she is.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? Yeah.
Here's your dad talking about all the stuff that went down with this cell phone.
Like four cars, and I'm like, oh my goodness, the police coming up. They look kind of tough, you know what I'm saying? There are so many hidden apps and little ways that they can hide and cover up things that they're doing on those phones that it's ridiculous. When her attitude changed, then I'll give it back to her.
Yeah. Good luck to you, buddy.
So he says, hey, who's paying the phone bill? That's a good question.
That's what you do. You can block the coverage, block the Wi-Fi, turn off the service itself. I have no problem with that, but the phone itself is hers. She does have a point.
And here's the thing. The cops didn't charge her for misusing 911, but before they left, the cops told her, start following your dad's rules if you want your phone back.
Oh, so the cops on dad's side.
That's right. Here's a good story about a couple polite Canadians, even though they're criminals. A woman and two men in Alberta, Canada, they stole a car on Friday. But they were driving down the freeway. They ran out of gas. So they pulled over to the side of the road, right in front of a cop car, and politely asked the cop, can you help us? We need gas.
Oh.
Well, the cop's like, okay, let me just figure out what's going on. And then noticed, oh, she has an outstanding warrant.
Whoops.
And also noticed that the two guys in the car were trying to hide.
Oh, yeah.
And then he realized the car was stolen.
Oops.
He searched it and found a bunch of meth.
Okay, then.
And a bunch of cocaine.
Oh, these guys really, they hit the trifecta of stupidity. I mean, seriously, warrant, hiding guys, and drugs. Yeah, let's get the cops to help us.
And they found a box of Timbits. No.
That would be awesome.
This guy is 40 years old. His name is Jesse, and he's from Florida, and he had a warrant out for kidnapping and assault charges. The cops went to his house on Sunday. A woman was there, said Jesse was gone, and he left them a message. This guy's an idiot. He wrote on a mattress an orange magic marker, and he said, I know my warrant is active. I'm not here. I'm finishing a job, and I'm going to turn myself in. Cops weren't convinced. And then they noticed, oh, he's in the dresser hiding. He was in the fetal position.
Okay.
Yeah, you just can't just write a note on a mattress saying, I'm not here, and think that the cops are
going to
turn
around. Oh, that doesn't work?
No, the cops aren't just going to turn around and leave.
Oh, man. Maybe he was hoping the cops doing the Bird Box challenge and therefore wouldn't have been able to notice.
That could be it. As far as weather, 50 degrees and sun today, and thank you, Kia of Puyallup.
Well, speaking of the Bird Box challenge, I'll tell you right now, thanks for making that so popular, because now Netflix is like, yeah, you're paying more now.
Oh, that's right. I keep hearing about their prices are going up.
Yeah,
I'm debating about dropping Netflix.
What?
I don't think we use it enough to warrant paying $14 a month.
I don't think I've heard anybody in the last 5 years say they were thinking of dropping Netflix. I've heard them say they're going to cut the cord and do all these things. But that almost seems sacrilege for a person who has Netflix to drop Netflix.
I didn't know I was going to be Netflix shamed.
I think you might be Netflix shamed.
No, I'm with you.
What?
If it wasn't for my girlfriend's account, I wouldn't have Netflix.
Yeah, I got to have a good sit down with the wife's Gia on this one. Make sure she doesn't really watch a lot of shows on there. I know she watches some stuff. We might have to just reorder it during the Christmas season for the Christmas movies and then drop it again. I mean, I got more important things, man. That I gotta spend monthly fees on, like the WWE Network.
Yeah, you got that. I forgot.
Yeah.
And I know your wife is a big fan of that.
Think about subscribing to New Japan Wrestling.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, jeez.
That's another $10.
Yeah. So it's going to go up $2 a month. It's going to go from the standard plan, which is $11, to $13 a month. Then the lowest plan. Now, Steve, you can do the low plan. Go from $8 to $9. Maybe instead of dropping it, maybe just go to the low plan.
I don't even know what the hell the low plan is.
I wonder what the low plan is. Like,
maybe not perfect reception on Netflix. It's like static.
You have to use dial up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the low plan is.
To DVDs.
I don't even know what the high plan is. I don't even know what I have. I should go check and see what I'm paying.
So the basic plan lets you only watch on one device at the same time. So if you had one person watching at home and another person on the app, you wouldn't be able to do that.
That's the low plan.
That's the low plan. But you don't get any of the high definition shows, nothing in HD.
What's the point of having it then?
Oh, okay.
Right. And then standard plan lets you have two devices and HD as well. And then you can also download stuff to your tablets and phones and stuff.
That's probably what we have. I don't know. I don't even know what I have.
Premium is four.
And the premium does what?
You get four devices at the same time, high definition and ultra high definition when available.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can also download stuff to your phone.
I think I've got the ultra plan then, I'm pretty sure. Because, I mean, Joey uses it. I can't. My wife has Netflix down there. I put it on every damn device I have, so I must have the high plan.
I didn't even know there was an ultra plan. I might need to bump up, actually.
Yeah.
Well, it's called the premium plan.
Ah,
that lets you have the ultra-high definition.
Ooh, yeah.
I guess, you get, like, a towel with that or something? Like, I mean, just, like, some kind of added incentive? I don't know. Yeah.
Well,
something,
I remember,
a T-shirt?
Use your hand towel.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Netflix monogram towel.
Yeah. So, $2 a month, $24 a year for Netflix. What do you think?
No, hey, dude, I'm looking at a lot of texters. One person says, I abandoned Netflix last time they increased the prices. One person does bring up a good point. Netflix has Trailer Park Boys. Maybe once I get through all those episodes again.
Yeah. Netflix has too much good stuff that I really like. That's the problem. They do have enough good programming that is on frequently enough that I like it.
Someone's thinking about dropping Netflix since they canceled the Marvel TV shows. That was my final straw. And everyone says, if it wasn't for my kids, I wouldn't have Netflix either. And another person also dropped it a year ago because of the price increase.
Don't blame Netflix. That's Disney, who's probably going to release those shows themselves. You're not going to see any Marvel shows, I think, anywhere else besides Disney.
In all fairness, I don't think these people are blaming Netflix, but if that's the main reason why they like Netflix and it's gone, I wouldn't keep it either.
And that's true.
And we don't know if Disney is going to bring those shows back, and if they do, if they're going to have the same characters or same actors.
Yeah.
That's the only problem.
And what's this Showbox app? Does anyone know about this?
No.
Someone texted in and said it's completely free and has every single new movie on it, everything from Netflix and Hulu, and it's all free.
What?
That sounds a little sketch.
That sounds really sketch. Yeah, explain to me.
What kind of viruses am I going to get if I use this one?
I know. I honestly have to ask people. I mean, I get it if you don't have any money, but if you have enough money to pay for something that people actually put their time and their hard work into, come on.
I just looked it up, and if you get it for your Android device, the number one thing it says, to begin with, you should activate unknown sources on your chosen device in order to install this app.
Oh, that seems
like it would be a perfect thing to use.
The website looks sketch as all hell.
I mean,
they had a high schooler make it. That's
a high schooler made this.
No, it looks like a high schooler that's studying web design did this.
This is not legit.
No.
Okay, I'll stay away from that.
Yeah.
But thank you, Texter.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stick with Showbox with three X's.
Yeah, that's the one you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So that's the story. $24 a year for the average person.
I like this text. It says, I'm dropping it as soon as they don't let me use my sister-in-law's account.
I guess, according to Variety magazine, though, Netflix spent $13 billion on content last year. It's a lot of money. They spent $100 million to keep Friends. Man, Ross and Rachel are getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
It's not even the good version. It's the TV edited version. And I know this because I've seen Friends on DVD so many times that when they cut out a scene or like a clip of dialogue, like I feel like they're missing something.
Why would they do that on Netflix? I mean, they don't have to worry about getting it in under the X amount of commercials.
Yeah, or any censorship, because there is one episode where Joey drops the S-bomb.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on like the extra on the DVD.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that made it on NBC back in the day?
No, it made it on the DVDs.
Oh. Never mind.
I wonder why. Yeah, that's very interesting that Netflix has a particular version as opposed to the good version. I don't understand that either.
I think it's the good version.
A lot of people are preaching the good word about this Showbox one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not paying for something. What does that what does that tell you? I don't know. All right. I mean,
F the man.
It's the Napster situation. I guess there are people that just believe, you know what, whatever.
Like that Fire Stick one that people always talk about?
That's just like the Amazon Fire Stick or the Chromecast. Those are just things that you stick in. You still have to have the accounts for.
But there's something
those apps.
That you could work with the Fire Stick and it supposedly gets you everything.
Okay.
People always text us about that one as well.
It's the same thing as like the black box for cable back in the day.
I know.
Like my stepdad had one, and I know a bunch of neighbors that had the same thing. I mean, technically it's not legal and you could get in, you know, quote unquote trouble for it.
It was like $100 you get this box and it descrambles everything back when everything was analog.
Yeah. From a guy somebody else knows. Yeah.
And I remember I went home, my dad finally did that and I was like, oh, you got it finally? And I was like, I stocked up on so many VHS tapes and whenever they would go to bed, I'd put on the Spice Channel and just hit record.
Nice.
And I went back to college and I just had like 20 VHS tapes of just new stuff to hand out to all.
Dude, you're a golden god.
Wow. Look at this.
Like, guys, look what I got.
Yeah. You were everybody's buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Wow.
Well,
those are the days.
See, here's how I look at it. If I can afford something, I should do it. I mean, if somebody can't afford it, I'm not going to be mad at them for going showbox, but I can afford to pay for stuff. So someone's got to pay for it, right? Otherwise, no one's going to do the stuff you get for free. That's how I look at it. So
you really are. You're like not Robin Hood. You're something like that.
I don't know. I'm robbing myself. I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, how about Stupid Hood? I think that's exactly what
he's a good man.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
Great guy.
Well, yesterday, Steve, he got this one wrong.
What 2009 movie takes place on a moon named Pandora?
What?
What 2009 movie takes place on a moon named Pandora? No.
Independence Day.
No.
Gravity.
No.
Wow, man. How do you forget Avatar? One of the greatest movies that wasn't as great as everybody said it was. You want to shout out beating Steve, 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.